Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, on the heels of just talking about the importance of our Constitution, this Friday, September the 16th, is Constitution Day. And the question that some are asking is the spirit of 1787 dead? I sure hope not. Well, Matt Fitzgibbons is with us. He's the founder and publisher of PatriotMusic.com, a multi-talented musician, historian, philosopher, concerned American patriot, and contributor to DailySurge.com. And when he's not doing all that, he's just working on his scales, right? Right, Matt?
Absolutely. Good morning, Bill.
Got to do the scales. Hey, good to have you with us. Your piece is timely, you know, and I've often encouraged our listeners, Matt, to reconnect, if not, you know, monthly, daily, whatever you can, even once a year on some, you know, important patriotic holidays that we celebrate, to reconnect with the Constitution and to appreciate what a brilliant document it is.
I couldn't agree with you. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. That's absolutely correct. The Constitution is just as relevant today, if not more so, than it was when it was written. You know, there were a lot of different arguments, but one of the biggest is the fact that we often mistakenly think of our founders as having been good friends of each other and things, but in fact, a lot of them completely distrusted each other. Factions formed very early on. You know, we have the Anti-Federalists to thank, for example, for the Bill of Rights. Because even the guarantees by the Federalists under Hamilton that the federal government could only do what was enumerated wasn't enough for most of the country.
Exactly.
They insisted on a Bill of Rights.
Well, it was so contentious. I mean, we had people shooting each other. I mean, you know, we had duels out there, people dying. You know, it was pretty crazy. I mean, this is, you know, and of course, you know, it wasn't all at a high moral level. I mean, some of this got, you know, it's whenever you got human beings involved, you get the humanist faction involved in it. And, you know, some of it is not too pretty. But yet we are guaranteed that First Amendment right to free speech. And there is a reason that our founding fathers realized that that need to take precedent. And it was the number one right that was enumerated for us.
Well, you bring up a very good point. The fact is that the founding fathers knew something that I think many of us have since forgotten, which is that a lot of the people who actually seek power are exactly the kinds of human beings you don't want in power.
Mm-hmm.
But these checks and balances were established in order to protect us against this necessary evil called government. They mm-hmm. knew that government is like fire, that it's a very, very dangerous thing that must be contained. And I'd actually argue that many of the things that are occurring to us today as American citizens are identical to why our founding fathers decided to take a break and take on the greatest military on the planet, because we've got unelected judges and bureaucrats who make decrees, rulings, and essentially they're interpreting our rights away, just like Great Britain did.
Right. Well, Matt, I've maintained that we need to write up our own list of 21st century grievances that we have with this current regime. And when I talk current regime, I'm not just talking Barack Obama. I'm talking about our governance and what it's evolved to in this 21st century.
I agree with you. It's a mistake for people to think, for example, that the Democratic Party has a monopoly on tyranny and the Republican Party has a monopoly on individual liberty. That's not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people need to be watched and governed by the people. And there are a lot of tools in the Constitution that are at our fingertips, if only we would wake up, get off of our dust, and do something about it.
Well, you know, our Constitution was founded and presupposed some moral connection. Our leaders have disengaged from that strong moral background. And I say disengaged and maybe mollified the importance of morality. John Adams said our Constitution was designed for a people of moral values. You take morality out of the equation and the Constitution begins to implode on itself. And what are we finding today, as you draw reference to, Matt, is these rights, these privileges that you and I grew up with, boy, they're fading into the horizon for this next generation. And I got to tell you, it freaks me out.
There are certainly things that can be done, and they'll take a lot of work, but I would remind everyone that of all of those who signed, who ratified the Constitution, only a very small handful of them were still in office when it went into effect a few years later. So it used to be in our republic that our representatives passed laws knowing that in just a couple of years they were going to be living under them just like everyone else, so they were much more careful.
Right.
And even our first Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, which was a complete failure and had to be thrown away right after the American Revolution, that had one good thing in it. It had term limits, and that's something that we as a people generally agree on across the aisles.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here, Matt, and that is that we've allowed this ruling class to live above the law. They have exceptions, whether it has to do with Obamacare, lest we forget. You know, everybody else is subject to, the foibles and the thousands of pages and regulations of Obamacare. But the ruling class, they got to get out of jail card.
That's right. Not only the representatives, but many corporations, for example, that just found it inconvenient, they would support it, throw some money at the candidates, knowing that they had an exemption. And
yeah,
it's true. Essentially, we do have an aristocracy. I mean, that's the word. I'll use it. We essentially do have an aristocracy.
Well, until we bring term limits back, and this is what I'm hearing echoing across the country in my travels, is more and more people are saying, look, it, we need to reestablish term limits on this. Having people, 80 years working for the government, there's just too much money, too much greed, too many possibilities here. And if you think not, if you think that the Clinton Foundation and what Peter Schweitzer wrote about is an exception to the rule, then you've got something else. Because I got to tell you, the light of day is causing the cockroaches to run in all kinds of directions. And, sadly, the ruling class and the D.C. Beltway is loaded with plenty of cockroaches. There's enough evidence all that goes around on both sides. If there's anything that's bipartisan, it is that. And that is that greed is running rampant throughout the D.C. Beltway.
You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, just like cockroaches, they say if you see one, then you probably have 100 more.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
these scandals over the course of the last decade or so that we've seen come out, these are indicative of a much, much bigger problem. There are so many other things going on that we'll never know about.
Well, Matt, Constitution Day coming up Friday across America. What is your call to action for patriots of this great nation of ours?
I would say read the Constitution cover to cover with the Bill of Rights. Print it out. It's, 20-something pages. It only takes a couple of minutes. People will feel wonderful. If you want to know more about it as well, of course, come to my website. I write articles about it all the time. I've got a new video as well that I'm going to release in the next couple of days. It's an 8.5-minute video entitled Why the U.S. Constitution is Relevant Today.
Mm. Well, Matt, make sure you get me that link because we want to post it on our website as well. And bless our audience with that because, this is the thought, that has been, perpetrated even by our own president, that the Constitution is rather elastic. It's that, the kind of the echoing question, did our founding fathers really mean what they wrote?
I think that's a very important point, and it was written in very clear language. I think it's unmistakable. For those who read it, it's very clear. What was intended and what's happening today is not what was intended.
Well, we're off the mark. 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track. I think we'd go a long way and be served a long way if even this Friday you set aside time to read the Constitution. Matt Fitzgibbons on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt.